Welcome, guys. You're locked into another episode of Decenter Podcast, hosted by yours truly, Mila Interviewer.
And yours, Tiwa.
And today we have a guest host of us,
Carolina.
Yes, welcome, Carolina. Thank you for joining us. Today was supposed to be a siblings episode with Tiwa's brother also here, but you know, work happens.
Yeah.
Our new master sister Carolina is here today.
Which is a big one, guys.
It's the first female.
Yeah.
Guess that's your
first. Is it?
You're supposed to be the first female, right?
Yeah.
You're supposed to get someone a little more substance.
What do you mean?
I guess you do, I guess.
We'll take
it. You're not too rude.
No, we love you.
But we appreciate you coming.
Thanks. Thanks for having me, guys.
No worries. So, as you know, because I know you are a vivid listener of the Sunset Podcast,
what do we start off with?
Riddles or Bible verse?
Finish your Bible verse.
Okay. Or motivational thing that we've seen, but we do start on a fact and a riddle.
Yeah.
So I've got a fun fact, and Tiwa usually says a riddle, okay. But by any means, you've got a fun fact. Or riddle or both.
I don't come prepared for this.
That's fine.
You have to.
Then it'll be very much appreciated. But
okay, I ain't got one.
So my fun fact is that in Switzerland, it is illegal to own just one guinea pig. So if you're to own a guinea pig, you have to own two, because they're seen as very sociable animals.
So
they have to have a partner with them. So a companion,
a human.
Yeah, all of us can survive.
Yeah.
What, for the rest of your life, you think?
I mean, many people do.
Yeah, but you don't like people, that's why.
No, in general.
Oh.
Yeah. My reading from the last episode was, if I miss, I hit your bush. It's my job to stuff your box. When I come, it's news. What am I?
I don't know the answer.
Wait, read this again?
If I miss, I hit your bush. It's my job to stuff your box. When I come, it's news. What am I?
Pregnancy.
How does pregnancy
work? You said the box news.
Okay.
I knew where she was going with it. Yeah, but no, it's a newspaper delivery person.
I would have never guessed that.
Yeah.
I bet she'll guess this.
She's had a little freeze. And then this week's riddle is, what's beautiful and natural but gets long and prickly if it isn't trimmed regularly?
Not specifically
what I'm looking for. But something along them lines.
Say again.
What's beautiful and natural, but gets long and prickly if it isn't trimmed regularly?
Your vagina, I'm joking.
That's the impression you're meant to get.
I know.
You know what to do. So what's one? You know what to do. Send in your answers as usual. If not, wait up and then we'll put up the answer for the next episode and go from there.
Yeah.
Alright.
What? Who's over his coffin?
I'm here. I didn't want to take it.
I want to keep it on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't want to take it off. My head got too much of a mess.
Fair enough. How are you coming in?
I'm okay. How are you?
Not too bad. We like to see how everyone's doing. 1 to 10, how your mental health is, how your mental fitness is.
On a scale of 1 to 10? I don't know, you know.
Can't really put,
you know, the scale.
1 being
bad, 10 being good.
You're jumping off a bridge.
What, today?
In general.
Oh.
And 10 being ain't nothing gonna bring you down at all.
So wait, 1's jumping off a bridge, and 10 is I'm perfect.
Yeah.
Minus like.
Minus. I mean, 1 is jumping off a bridge. Just a minus.
I'm joking. Maybe like.
Minuses.
I wanna say like. Maybe like a 4 or a 5.
Okay.
So not bad. Yeah. Average. What about you guys?
I'm average.
Yeah. So I've seen the ages, man.
I'm good. Maybe like a 5 or 6. Just normal. Nothing.
Well, she said 6, so we all know.
That's good.
That was mental health. What about your mental fitness? Do you know the difference?
I don't.
So your mental health is just your general mental health. And then when it comes to the fitness, is that what's keeping you going mentally? Like, are you able to... you know,
get up and get through today.
Yeah, but if I don't, then I won't. Staff, innit? Right. I have no choice. Not everyone can sit around and just take pictures of personal Instagram and get paid for it.
I mean, but even then, that plays on your mental health.
It does, yeah, it does.
As a generation, we like to downplay everyone's means of doing stuff, but everything
is going to happen.
I hear it, but today I was when I was on the way here, I was thinking of like the trips we've made, and obviously, we've gone to countries
like me.
Get your money up, sis! Get your money up!
It's always opened.
But we've gone to countries where obviously there's people that's been seen as less privileged than what we are. And then a lot of people from that country were like, you guys have it good. Like, how can you be in the Western world and be depressed? Or how can you be in the Western world and be upset? To a certain extent, you're like, oh, I get it. We have means much greater than you. But there isn't just like level to depression or to like sadness where you can say just because you get regular water and food does not mean you can't be upset.
Yeah, that's true.
And I feel like even, okay, cool, someone sits around and takes a picture or two and posts it and gets followers and gets money from their brands, don't mean they're not going to suffer the same way you suffer from going to 9 to 5.
I mean,
different type of suffering, but we have to get rid of that idea of trying to out-suffer someone else. Like, I'm not trying to out-suffer no one. I'm suffering my own way. My suffering is worse than yours. It might be, but I'm still suffering at the end of the day. Yes, cool, you suffer because you can't eat tonight. I'm still suffering as well. One way or another, we all suffer somewhere. And every day, my oppression is worse than yours. My suffering is worse than yours. It's a tiring conversation, but I just thought of it because that's what keeps me going sometimes, thinking someone does have, I have it a lot better than, like, a lot better than majority of this population.
Yeah.
Even if I feel like I can have it better, because I see other people better, but that percentage of people that have it extremely good is small comparison to the people that are
really struggling.
So, in a way, you can see both sides of, oh, you can't cry about this, but
everyone can cry. Let's cry
together.
Now, with that, it's more of them understanding. That's what it is for me. Like, I just need you to understand, yeah, to you it looks really good, but that's sometimes not the picture.
Yeah.
And sometimes, for me, I understand, like, yeah, I might be privileged to somewhat. For me, it's more or less the fact that I then have a problem when you don't understand and you just think, if you ask, I should give. And like, yeah, I might be out here, but I'm out here with a budget. So. I'm out here with a budget. Like, you said it one time and you were like to us, like, you watch one of our stuff and all we're talking about is our budget for the money.
You said to me that like, every time I watch your stuff, we're talking about money.
Yeah, man, it was kind of money.
Yeah, and you were like,
That's
what I'm saying. We travel with budgets still. So just because like we're on holiday, yeah, we had the privilege of being there, doesn't mean we've come to just be reckless with what we still have like a certain limit to what we're gonna go, how far we're gonna go in terms of money. What we want to do. Worst case scenario, if we finish our money, we're staying in the hotel. We're going to enjoy it. And that's more or less what it is for me. It's like, I understand you are privileged. Like, I am somewhat privileged.
Let's just say that.
But it's more or less just have an understanding. And like, trying to see where I'm coming from. But in their situation, they don't want to have
but sometimes it's hard to understand.
I understand. Like, but it's just.
I feel like even if someone refuses to understand me, I don't hold it onto them. It's like, cool, you not want to understand where I am at and that I do have my privileges, but I can suffer. It's okay on you because technically I am more privileged than you in this moment in time, which we're thankful for and God's blessing. So I understand that you don't understand.
Yes. Right, cool.
I'm not bothered that you don't understand. That's not going to bother me, but I don't have money.
Believe it or not, they pay for everything when they go on holidays. I'm convinced people out here think that trips, yeah.
Oh no, I promise.
I can say that I know that they pay for everything. It's crazy.
No, cats out of the bag. No, the rabbit's out of the hat.
Whatever.
literally.
But if I take this and I give an example of being home, like, I'm willing to give to a certain point.
Yeah. So, do what your kid says when she goes to Nigeria. Yeah,
just a
little bit. And you said, please, it's not,
it's not that. I understand to them, it's like, I come home. Like, I might even take this. To me, this is 30. This is brand new to them. Like, I want what you have. And it's like, I understand, but I need you. Money doesn't fall off the tree. I'm working 6 to 7 days to earn my money. Yeah. Like, it's
working hard.
I need people to understand. I don't work one job because they don't pay me well enough not to work two jobs. Mm. If they pay me well enough to work two jobs, I'll work one. So it's one of them things. I am working hard. Like, one of my brother's friends came from Nigeria for the first time, and he was like, "You know what I mean? This seems easy."
I said,
no, literally, he was like, you make it look or seem easy when you come home. And like, when we asked, and even though you tell us, give us a month, we're going to give it to you or stuff, or like, and you still give it to us, he was like, we don't appreciate it. We just feel like you should always be giving it to us.
Yeah, but what, do they expect you to go there and complain? Oh my gosh, I ain't got money.
That's the thing. And they don't see us. Or like, to them, I'm like, they're not understanding that they're home. Yeah. To us, it's
your holiday. Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. And that's where the difference is. So it's more of a thing where when he came and he said that, he was like, bro, it's not as easy. Like, you are going to work. People think you probably sit at home and the money's just going into your account. Yeah. Only if that was the case. But no, I understand, but I just need them to understand that's my only thing. And I'm fine with, like, the eyes on us or whatever the situation is. At this point, I've said to myself, like, for this year, if I go to 20 countries, you can think whatever you think. I don't care. I've had enough. I don't care. You can tell me I'm smuggling drugs. You can tell me I have a shit. I don't care anymore. It is what it is. If you kind of work for money, that's what you can think what you want to think.
Honestly,
it's economics. Like, the country that we're in, we're blessed to be able to get paid to a certain amount. Yeah. There's not people in all these countries that are homeowners. Right? Me? It's not coming to my sense. We've lived here, I've lived 17, 18 years maybe?
I don't know.
Yeah. Whatever. And just last year, the family became a homeowner. Yeah. Like, there's struggles. Like, this first country isn't first world country, and I'm telling you for free. But,
yeah.
I understand, guys. I understand that some don't understand it now. And God bless you. I wholeheartedly say, me and Tiwa will go out, and Tiwa knows Tiwa, when she says budget, Tiwa means budget.
No, and I don't go over it.
But the problem is, the money is there, it's both of us. So we take money out, and it's both of us. But I like to, I feel bad.
Last holiday.
Like, a lot of these countries we go to, they live off tips.
Yeah.
So it's like, you go on and they expect you to tip. I feel bad, I want to tip.
It's time out.
It's like,
I'm sorry, Tiwa does tip,
but I just want to tip every second.
Bro, so I don't mind. That's exactly what I said to her last holiday. We're in Egypt. She was like, she was speaking about tips because the guy was explaining to us, like, literally, they get paid, but they don't get paid enough. No. They live off tips.
Yeah.
I genuinely don't mind. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I understand it. Like, especially with, like, the exchange rate. So I said, cool. She would take the other 50 here and there. And look left, look right, she's stuck with it because the street talked her into it. I don't mind tipping towards the end of the holiday because I know, like, we've spent what we want to spend, we've still
left. Have a job or love, which we won't know.
But when she started tipping at the beginning of the holiday, I'm not seeing since.
From the time we've left the taxi, I'm already like,
She doesn't wear that, we go on holiday, we take money. So I don't see the point of taking like 200 takes, we're doing different things together.
Sometimes that's different.
That's different. No, but majority of the activity. activity, we do it together.
Yeah.
When I take out money, there's no point in her taking money when we're going to pay for the same thing.
A lot of times we get charged for every transaction.
And it's rarely,
you might as well do a big, like, I might as well take out £200 worth of money and split it in 100-100, rather than I go and take out money and she goes and takes out money.
And it's very, very.
So we just split the transaction. Do you know what I mean?
It's just, and it's just very, very, very that I do something that she don't want to do. So apart from the slap, that one wasn't an option. Like,
I heard you on that one.
Yeah,
like, but that one was never dropped on
the airplane. Oh no, the right amount of drugs. But imagine we tried to, that wasn't jumping. But it's like,
I don't mind tipping.
Anyway, we're going, going.
I don't mind tipping. But give me day 5, day 6. Mm. Give me day 7. No, I know I'm letting
you. You're tipping all the way through.
As we're getting out of the cab.
She's like, you got a little 5 pound. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Don't look at me. She's like, you got something in the cab. I was because I got that, like, the idea of just, if we really look at it, we've got it though.
No, you want your understanding.
So, as I was saying,
go ahead.
There will be a point where God will bring the bag with bag and God will bless you, where tipping
is not a problem.
It's living as a problem. Instead of me tipping you $50 Egyptian, you're getting 500.
Amen.
That's terrible.
What's 50 Egyptian dollars?
50 is about.
30 is a pound.
Yes, it's a pound 10.
Yeah.
And 500.
Yes.
Okay,
so no,
I hear it.
So
wait,
wait,
before you start,
like, 300 is like 10 pounds.
Okay, cool. Before you,
and you were giving her 300.
No, she
like 200.
I want this money.
200, 150.
I'm against it. So like, we went to the pyramid deal.
The guy came. He did all this shit. I looked at her. She looked at me. He's like, he's gonna have to ask for a tip.
I don't mind tipping him. Like, I genuinely don't. We had like a certain amount of cash left. She tipped him. Malaya tipped him first, yeah.
First?
She tipped him first.
So it came a second time.
No, she tipped him and she looked at me. She's like, I said, how are you doing? Do you know what? I said, cool. Like, whatever. He was really lovely. He did his thing. Then he starts speaking to me. He said, she's got the money.
She's first, I gave him something. Then he comes. Then he was like, so I gave him a little bit more. And I was like, Tiwa, here's the money.
Yes, he was going to give more.
Like, I've tipped him so much money.
Yeah.
Like, it was what the tour guide was saying, like,
that was you tip.
Yeah, okay.
So he kept going. I said, brother, I have no money. She's the money. She's the rich one to me.
It's not happening with Tiwa.
No, but I end up giving it to her. Like, I don't mind to a certain point, but when I feel like, it's not that I feel like you're taking advantage, but I just feel like there's still,
I they still got to say. They say no.
Because they wouldn't do it to a local.
Have you seen that thing on TikTok where, like, there was not scam, but, like, for an example, I'm selling a headscarf and I'm like, oh, here's a headscarf. You're like, no, I don't want to buy it.
I saw that.
And then I put it on you. I'm like, no, you can't
have it. I saw that. Yeah.
And then you walk away and they come back and ask for a tip.
Yeah. They'll be like, show you my stuff and socks. Can you see?
It's one thing I've said all the time. Scammers will never ask for less than anything.
It has to be from the kind of heart that you want to
put on the money. No,
we've been scammed.
Where were we in Portugal? The girl, when we were walking, and you gave money.
Oh, that's a different story.
Wait, you got some. She pretended she was deaf.
Yeah.
How did you know she was pretending?
No, no, it's because of my voice.
You had to speak to her.
Wait, how did you?
Deaf people can see.
No. No. She was having a conversation. I could hear you speaking to me.
She's acting deaf and mute, my guy.
Oh, is it?
She's acting like she can't. I know deaf people can speak. I know deaf people can speak. I'm not dumb. But she's having a conversation like she was. I'm having a
conversation.
You can hear what I'm saying, but
she's not responding.
She's saying
something.
What are you saying? Oh, how are you? That's
so we're learning it.
She was talking normally and like
you realise she signed all the papers for me.
I gave her €10.
Wait, what was she like?
She's like, it was like a sign. You sign it. She's like, I could just like maybe as a petition or to get them senators to do something, to get government to do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh yeah, sign this.
Yeah.
It's not funny.
Because we walked the bridge. Malaya signed it, finished. She gave. I never paid attention to her when she was going to carry on walking. I carried on walking.
I felt bad.
the exchange from euros to pounds is not like
this. It's not that, it's not.
It's 10, 10, 10. Yeah. I felt bad.
Yeah, but
so I gave her 10. I don't, it wasn't that specific. Then we went to go, we do segues, so then we went around and we saw people doing the same thing.
Yappa, 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 yappa. I don't want to call the police. Bro, they run.
I said, the way I was spending
the they run.
Don't you think those people in Stratford do the same thing though? You know, those people in Stratford.
I don't see it.
I don't know if they still do it, but they go around saying, oh yeah, like buy this booklet for about 9 grand or something.
They can't do that. I don't look, no one's way in London twice. Because we're all in this together.
Yeah,
we're all in this together. I'm not looking at you twice. You can catch me in another country looking at you twice. In London, I'm not looking at you twice. I'm keeping it moving.
Like when it comes to this type of thing that you saw on TikTok, it could not happen to us because I refuse. When it comes, I don't think
that was your option to put the scarf on my head.
I refuse. Listen, I remember I went to Tunisia and this guy would give Tiwa a bracelet and
okay, I walked away.
Yeah, he gave it to her for free.
Yeah,
he was proper. Like, he said no.
Tiwa put my hand off me. I said, do not give me
bracelet. What, give you what, the jewelry?
Yeah, it was like a bracelet.
And then gave her.
I was so adamant.
I've seen it, I was like, at some point you're going to ask me to get something, or you're going to want something, so I was like, no, so then it's like, then put it, they came, I said, don't put nothing like this, he was like, put it on, I said, no, don't worry, because my thing is, if you come to me, I'll give you, this is like, so say, yeah, so okay, yeah, give it to me, I said, oh, I said, walk it, I just looking at me, I'm holding it like this, he was like, put it on, I said, no, don't worry, because my thing is, if you come to me, I'll give you, this is like, so say, yeah, so okay, yeah, give it to me, I said, oh, I said, walk it, you know, I'm so holding, so I put it on, then that is, it was hard, and I put it on for your one, I said, no, cool, I walked to my room, went, came back next, I swam there, no, came back next, I was like, he didn't bring it up, he just said, but he was left it, he never brought it up, I'm so, 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 so,
No, don't give me that. Everyone say hi, hi, hi. She would say hi, hi, hi. I'm such face, not say I'm keeping the move. Like, she's saying hi to people moving. And then there was a time I think an Egypt walked past. The guy just kind of shy. He was like, I'm talking to you. I said, wait. I said,
what? I saw you something.
Yeah. And then he came
up because he was talking to me. And I was like, yeah.
I didn't answer him.
No, he wasn't even talking to me. He was talking to Tiwa.
Yeah.
I just looked and I kept talking. And he's like, don't you hear me talking to you? I said, what? I actually didn't hear what you said. Too. That is exactly what you said.
Why are you serving me? Like, there's a reason I heard. He said, I'm going to give you a card. I said, cool, give me the card. We walked in. Now he wants to sell stuff. I said, I don't want anything.
Yeah.
I said, I don't want anything.
That's how they make their money, though.
I understand.
But if I say no, my guy.
Oh, it means no, man.
Please, I'm tired.
If I say no, my guy. If I tell you no from the job, that's not a negotiation tool. Mm. It's just not. It's when I ask you, you tell me a price, and I say no, then I'm negotiating. Because you clearly see that I'm interested.
Yeah.
But I've said no because of the price. Now I'm negotiating.
Yeah.
No, I've said no from the job. Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah.
The hustle's a hustle.
Yeah, I hear it.
I understand. You're going to market, you just know what it is. Heads down, keep walking. You don't look left, you don't look back. If you see something that looks alright, keep walking still. You don't look at it too long because they'll stop you.
How much is this? You only know the price of what you want to pay.
Like when you wanted to get the.
They'll say £22. They'll say £20. Well, you know she only paid £6.
Yeah.
£20. I don't know, brother. £20. It's a bit expensive. You said, how much do you have? That depends, bro. We don't know how much I have because I can only have £2.
Yeah, no.
You don't know £2.
Yeah, you can't answer that.
See, I bought this before and I paid around £6. Okay, I'll do £7.
You've never bought it before?
No, sometimes I've never bought it before. Sometimes I have bought it.
It was the same thing.
Yeah.
Two has to be told.
Yeah, even to dad, like, It is someone that's from there, but yeah, not, that was living born there. But obviously, once
for them, it's still a foreigner.
You have to speak.
But that's why it's so much going back home. They tell us to be, when we walk in the market, they tell us to be quiet.
Don't say nothing.
Is it because they hear your accent a long day?
They look at us, they already know. They said, don't say nothing. We still get there, they still find a way. Martin said, look, they're the man, but me, I'm from here.
Me! You can trick them, but me, I'm not the one.
But we're looking at each other like.
But the thing is, even though we're not from there, we know what should be somewhat alright and what shouldn't. Like when we wanted to get, like, I think it was the beans, and we stood in the market, there was bare people selling the beans. Me and my sister, let's do this ourselves. We walked to her, auntie, how much is your bid? It's fine, thank you.
She just walked away.
That's what they call you back. Lower the price. Because when you don't say anything, they're like, yeah, she's not.
What do you think she did?
Because knowing when you go, oh, no.
She looked at me, she said this. I looked at me, I pulled her and I said, let's go. She chased us.
She said, take this.
I said, what? I said, me, I'm from here.
She might not be me. I'm telling her, still pay overpriced.
Yeah, but
I don't want to pay
over.
Like, I don't mind giving you extra. Like I said, if it costs £6 and I pay £8, then I pay £8. But I'm not paying £20.
But it's not my fault, I actually won't get it because there'll be time people that know
it's £20, not going lower. But I'm good day.
Obviously
I put the long the dress. How do you say
is it Galleria?
No, it's not Galleria.
So whatever that, yeah.
It's a kaftan.
Yeah, kaftan, yeah. But we wanted to, yeah.
Everyone's saying in Egyptian. And I said, okay, well, the last one I bought for $200 Egyptian. And the thing was selling it for about 400. He said, no, I can't do 200. I said, that's fine. And he also sat down the crib and had some tea and water.
And you didn't buy it?
No, because he wasn't able, he didn't want to take my price and I didn't want to pay the price. He
said, yeah, get your
visions. Yeah.
And then she tried selling me. I know nothing about it. She sells me everywhere we go.
Oh my god.
I tried to sell to her at least 5 times in Egypt.
Why?
Hey, they won't give me my portion. Why not?
She's gonna sell you for a cheeseburger. She doesn't like cheeseburger. She'll sell you for.
She sells me for anything. Libra.
Oh, I was saying 100 camels. 150 camels. That's expensive for one woman.
They were gonna give you that.
Yeah,
camels.
150
camels. It's
very expensive. So that, he's like, what am I buying for 150?
He said, yeah.
She's
no children.
She's flexible.
She can bear you plenty children.
Yeah?
She's born of God, ain't
she? Yeah? She cooks.
I cook when I need to cook.
She cleans. She's respectful. She doesn't go out.
She doesn't drink.
She has a license.
She doesn't smoke. She has a license.
She has a British passport.
If you want a wife.
Are you alright?
I'm sitting with her right now.
Let me know. You know, only serious men. I do checks. Yeah,
DBS.
That's why she's so expensive. This is prized possession. Not anyone can have this one. You see, she's still here because no one was good enough for her.
You know, you turned the guy gay. How about that?
No, you. Are you interested? He's turned the guy gay. I like men. He said, too expensive. I like men. I said, what? Then as we were leaving, he was like, oh no, guys, you're leaving already. Why are you staying with us? I said, why am I staying? You're not men, remember?
They just started laughing.
Nah, it's
just.
Each
to be
honest.
It's not the first country.
When they're going to do that in the wrong country and they
go for a trip.
For what? As long as I give the price I gave them, they're not coming for a trip. Come on, because I'm rich. Hey, drop the money, let's go about business. They're not coming for free.
And then when they take you for your organs and then what?
Go for a trip, but.
There's someone else
that's not. See what I mean? This guy has.
It's a blessing.
Sometimes you don't use those jokes because some people take them too far. And you're in a foreign country, obviously you're scared for all of that.
For what?
If like when we go on holiday and you start telling them like
yeah, but still, man. You stay around the people that you. Is she not here?
By God's grace, I mean.
They're not saying every single one that was interested. This is fine chocolate.
These
guys love the chocolate.
No, they really do. They're not used to
I got stuck in Mexico to get take a picture. She was like, can I take a picture? I'm thinking, I ain't that thing. So can I just take a picture with you?
This is a podcast.
I was just trying to, yeah. I was like, okay.
Yeah, they're not used to seeing it. Like, they're genuinely, like, shocked.
And then me, it's because I look like
men will get mistaken. Look, with her hair, like, with her hair,
like, yeah, they're like, when you got on the coach and they were like, oh, finally we get to see American, Egyptian person. Because I was really, and then my friend, came in late, so we couldn't sit together. We got to bed, we're sitting. I'm not a morning person, so I just sat to myself like this. And then the time was like, oh my god, first Egyptian person. I said, who?
The
person,
oh no. I said, this is what we came from, together. This was Egyptian. I said, they were like, you're lying. I said, no, she just like, well, she's right. I said, cool. And they kept me about
it. You know, to answer your question of how the Egyptian people look like, you know, when people say you look like something, especially men, I believe they tell you what they want you to look like.
You could say.
Well, I've had a Nigerian man tell me I look Nigerian.
See, he stretched it.
Yeah. I look the furthest from Nigerian
than anyone.
Kind of probably would pass more than Nigerian.
Do you go as Igbo? Because Igbo really fair skin.
Me. But he said it. Because he wants, he said, I look like his daughter.
You should ask him for his daughter's picture. He pushed him. You should be like, can I see a picture of your daughter, please?
And was it an uncle?
Of course it was.
Yeah. So he wanted me to be Nigerian for him,
yeah.
When as he's moved to me. There's countries
you have to have shame in your face to come to someone like you and say, you look like my brother is Nigerian, please, Abe, come on.
This is nearly impossible. Like, I get it. I'll go off to Ninja, they're like, you look Tunisian. I'll go to Egypt, you look Egyptian. Even though I don't think I do, because when I was looking at everyone, I said, me, I don't blend in. So it's that I said, but sometimes when a man comes to you, Tiwa, you look Sri Lankan.
What side of what?
No, she doesn't.
You never know. Because someone about
yeah, but they're
dark. Do you know what her name is? You look like my you look like my daughter.
Yeah.
What? Do you know what you daughter? I'm so married. A what?
No, first of all,
I said you must have married a what?
No, I thought.
Why are you comparing me to your daughter? That's weird.
She went there, your daughter.
Weird behavior.
I feel like I'll walk around and your daughter of everything. So you wake up here, you're really pretty. Only if you weren't my kid.
Yeah.
And you're comparing me to your child.
Of all things, go for extra bit. Like, that's the when you said that, that's the first one I come.
Yeah, that's the first
one. You want to date your kid child? No, it's really strange.
It's not even about the ones to date a child. You're saying she looks like your child. That's weird.
Maybe after a while when you realize. I can't say. You just came to me and said you are pretty.
What kind of environment was it?
It was after. You see, my cargo was so open.
Oh.
It's after the day
party. You know, after the day parties, you have to, like, home, like, or to your car.
Even then. I think that was pretty the time we were in the car. We left straight away. We got moved to and then traffic light in the car. And I sat there like this.
I definitely need to say this.
You know, some men have no shame though. Like, they can see that you're not interested. They can see that you don't care. The other day I went venue 295, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On the way out, obviously, my girl's already in the car. The driver hasn't got into the car yet. I was the last person before the driver to get in the car. This car's gone past and like four guys in the car and I'm just like, oh my god. And I knew all coming, so I quickly come in the door. I mean, come in the car, quickly shut the door. Everyone's there looking, trying to see if they're gonna stop. One of the girls said, oh, they're gonna spin back around. What did he do? He spun back around.
Oh, God.
The driver stopped in the middle of the road, jumped out of his car, took him with a down. He was like, oh, no long thing today. I was like, sorry, sir. I'm like, women. He's like, oh, yeah. He spotted me and he said, oh, hey, sorry. Women, then it's I'm 16. And sometimes when I say I'm 16, people don't care.
No, that age
thing. Oh, yeah, but you're 16. Oh, okay. When are you 17? That's what they'll say. So I just
use like women for me.
So I don't want to.
I think we've had the conversation. I've gotten to the point where my no is a no. I don't have to just lie.
I don't say no.
No, I just say
no.
We don't have a fake stat. I have a fake Instagram.
Addition us.
She actually gives the people.
Addition us.
I get it.
It's my no means a no. My no means a no.
Yeah.
I get it. And you're strong for that.
I pick my battles. And
personally,
no. For me,
personality.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you, my name is so. This is my.
I'm gonna have a whole.
If you get me, you get me. If you don't, you don't. Because there's too many stories. Even if it's not in abundance, but it's just too much things.
Yeah, no, I hear
general
it.
In life. You have to be precautious. So if I can
prevent it,
tell you that I'm interested, knowing that 9 times out of 10 I'm not going to see you again, then by all means. First of all, I've been way too far for anyone to find me. No one I've seen, and the majority of the party is nowhere near where I live, so no one's finding me then.
And everyone's like, everyone's in trouble because everyone's neighbours.
So,
now I've gotten to the point like, don't get me wrong, I still won't give my name at first, but. When my name's like, I can't be asked. Like, you should just say no. And what gets I understand, but you keep saying no. Like, I just
can't. But that comes to an environment. If I'm at a party full of people, then I'm comfortable to say no.
Yeah.
Then I'm comfortable to say no. But if I'm walking home alone,
no, different environment, different answers.
I'm somewhere where I know there is no one around. Whether the stuff is gonna happen or not, I'm not safe.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Here it is.
I'm giving you one.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, tomorrow?
That's no problem.
Message me. Yeah. By the time they mention me, they're not going to vlog. Whatever. Even if it's, do you know what I mean? It's just something like this. Snap, because of that snap that they won't be able to find me on. But yeah, it's environment.
No, I understand. Yeah, just don't worry. But I don't feel, because the only reason why I said my no is a no, is I don't think I've been in a page where I haven't felt like I couldn't say no.
Oh, no, many
times. I like giving excuses though, like.
Many times.
I just say no.
Anything that comes to my head.
Well, even when I'm in a comfortable place, I still feel the need to, like, have a boyfriend.
Or one time I was at the petrol station, some guy tried to ask for my number. Christina was in the car. I said,
what time were you at the petrol station?
This was in the daytime.
Oh.
I was like, this is my daughter in the car. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, he said to me.
Yeah. There was a time I left my older brother's house on his birthday. We were driving and, like, there was a bit of traffic just going home. By the traffic light, I seen this car next to my car, literally trying to get in line with my car, everything.
And, like, they're putting their windows down, trying to make, like, encourage you to put your windows down. I'm
gonna be it was on that day, so my window was already down. So he came to my little brother and said, is that your son in the back? I said, yeah, that's my son, my little brother. He said, yeah, that's my mom. My little brother knew where it was already. So he stood there.
He's like,
you're not a good date. I said, you're not my son. My husband's at home.
He said,
yeah, my dad's at home. I know where I was. He was like, yeah, because even up today, he tells a story. He was like, don't worry about him. I'll take care of you. In the middle of a car, I saw the red light. I was going. I said, what is this? Like, they have no boundaries to when they'll ask you.
And I feel like a lot of, I don't want to say men because it's not men, but a lot of guys don't know how to read a female body language. Like, you're speaking to her or whatever, you're making her feel comfortable. You can see that she's uncomfortable, but, like, they're not reading your body language, or, like, they're trying to be oblivious.
I feel like as females as well, we show it. I said you're right, because as females, we show it.
Mm-hmm.
You know who you're interested in.
I've said it time and time on this podcast. If I touch your elbow,
just a little.
It's a lot.
Oh, yeah. I can't imagine you playing, man. That's weird.
Bro,
that's weird.
If you said your
Like, you're not making
and
it's not
like
even that, you know,
sir.
How's
your
name
been? Fine,
thank you.
You don't even ask
me
how they are.
I'm not even asking the question, but, like, it's a one-way
conversation. What's your name, Tiwa? I didn't ask you, what's your name?
Yeah, I don't care to ask you.
No, I didn't. They're just
shit. You're asking me. It probably is me. But sometimes.
But that's harassment.
Do you know, they're
making it a thing that you're going to get fined if you get caught catcalling a woman? Have you not seen it?
No.
It's harassment. A guy approaching you and, like, trying to catcall you.
That's
not
harassment.
I get it. Yeah. But I feel like harassment is to a point where she has told you no, she has shown she's not interested, and you're still going.
My episode,
I think that initial
that guy is an harassment for my episode. Stalk a stranger, he's an harassment.
No, yeah, exactly. Someone who has initially come to speak to you, I don't say that's harassment. we've come to a point where
that's what I'm saying.
If someone's initially comes to be like, oh, I think you're really pretty, blah, 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 and then you said no, then cool. And they continue pressuring, yeah, cool, I say that's harassment. But if that initial coming to you, that cannot be done as harassment, yeah, because how are we ever going to meet anyone?
Yeah, it's true. But then, again, it depends on how they approach you as well. Because if you're, they're approaching these guys are shattered.
Yeah, no, but
that's every African.
You know what it is called? Cat corner. I don't like it. I feel like it's very uncomfortable. But then to find the man, I don't think it's gonna work because it's gonna be another man trying to find another man. It's not gonna work. But the cat corner is fine as long as it's just from afar. Do you understand? As long as it's done from afar. When you start doing too much, start getting too close, start getting that's when it starts getting dangerous. But having that initial speak with someone, whether you like a man approaching you or not, it's gonna happen. Hopefully, it happens the right way. As long as you say no and he respects it. Because I remember there was one time some guy said to me, I think you're very beautiful. I said, thank you.
At Carnival, he told me, I remember that.
And he
left. That's the men that we appreciate. You appreciate a woman's beauty and you keep it steady. You don't pester her. You don't pester her.
Keep it steady. That's even happened before. I was just somewhere. Oh, your smile is, you have a beautiful smile. Thank you.
I'm about to go back there.
It's okay, Ken.
Yeah.
And then you start looking around like,
where's he going?
Come, wait. This conversation we're having. So,
tell me more.
What's your name? What business?
Yeah, it depends, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean? And then it's also environmental. Men need to understand, no matter how good looking you are, if I'm on my way home at 10 o'clock at night, mm-hmm, and I'm walking, do you not chat to me?
If I'm with my mum, leave me alone.
Your mum? Your mum. It's never about my mum. It's just, if I'm at night, I don't care who you are, what car you drive, how much money you have, I don't feel safe.
Yeah.
Just walking at night regardless. Don't chat to me.
Yeah.
Don't chat to me.
And then when they try to say, yeah, like, jump in my car, like, come. Me!
You see what I did?
I don't know you from Adam, not Eve, and you want me to hop in your car? Yeah, you got jokes.
I don't see what goes through people's heads sometimes.
Or like when a guy is chatting to you and then like he's dangling his keys to try to make you
shut.
I have a car, I don't care. Don't be flashing your keys at me, like.
I mean, it's nice that you drive.
Yeah,
I don't really care to tell what car it is.
But then, dude, I've seen that too many times.
No, because it works.
Like this is their work.
We're talking like this, yeah? A lot of men will say we're the minority because they see that if a lot of guys, they'll go in there, flash the keys. The girl sees me pull up in the Merc class, S class. You got the lights inside. Ambiance is nice. Car is.
Oh my god, this girl.
Some girls be like, "Fanny flatters." They're like, "I'm here for it." And if it's worth, if their ratio of working to not working is higher, they're gonna do it. Who's at fault in that situation? We are. For letting them think that coming with a nice car will give them access. Who's to blame? It's the women.
Yes.
I don't know what to happen. If we, like, this is a simple answer to this idea of men doing all this. If we don't let them,
they're not going to do it because they're not going
to. They'll have to free men. If we say if everyone was telling us that every single man needs to be able to provide properly and be kind and be respectful and be loyal, every woman said, you don't think man will do that?
Just show you.
But a lot of us, we accept. They're rubbish.
Those ones that,
so they will do rubbish. They'll do rubbish. Because if it comes to you, like, she's being wrong.
And she's going to fall in line. She's going to fall
in line. It's that simple.
Click of a finger.
It's that simple. And the same way as women. Nah, he's moving too ego.
That's cheater.
He's moving too ego. I've got a man over here that will take me out in a second.
Yeah.
He's moving too long. Or about, tell me what you bring to the table. Boy.
Yeah, keep the table.
Keep the table.
This one
you'll bring
around the table.
This one
is
good at table.
Scratch
my finger. It's like, keep a circle over here. Ask me what you bring to the table. Oh, yeah, go find someone else. I'll bring something to the table. table. And the table he goes, now Ash, I cook for him. You got hungry.
Yeah.
It's different. It happens.
Yeah, but then the same guy that flash the money and flash, oh, she wants me for my money. She wants me for this. She wants me for that. And 9 times out of 10, you don't even have money for her to want you for it. You're here screaming that girls want you for your money and they want you because you got this, that, and the third. If that's what you're flashing and that's what they see, you can't then call her a gold digger because that's what you're presenting to her, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. If it's like, okay, cool, you don't show off, like, you keep yourself to yourself, and she knows you've got money because you've taken her out two times and now she's using you, that's a different story. But if you're flashing it, you have no right to say that you're using for your money, because why are you flashing it if you don't want them to know that you've got money or want them to use you for your money?
I think as humans, we act stupid sometimes. I feel like we ask stupid questions and then get stupid answers and get upset by the answers.
Like what though?
Like what you just said. Oh. Why they show me for money?
Oh right, got you. Because you're flashing it.
Why does anyone want me to have sex with me?
It's true.
And then when you tell them the truth, oh, this is what when people speak stupidly, that's what it says in my head.
Is that a consequence?
this is why I stay away from, like, even though we've spoken about this, but this is why I stay away from this type of situation, because I know who I am. So when you see these type of videos of this man speaking this way, or the woman, or the women speaking that way, whether the woman is trying to say that what she does is right, or the man trying to say what he does is right, it doesn't trigger me. It doesn't, because I know what's going on in my life, and I know what's what I hope.
So what you choose of an impact on me, regardless.
It doesn't impact people. I'm saying about me.
Question. What is the strength?
Are you gonna be like, yo, Reggie, you know, I was just thinking that.
Every time someone says question, my head is going, if Gun pull up, are you gonna back your Benjamin? That's what I say every single time.
No, I'm just gonna ask, what is the strangest approach both of you've ever received from a guy?
The strangest approach, I don't even know.
Like, that caught you off
guard. What, strange as in it's weird?
Yeah, as in it's weird.
Like, you felt really uncomfortable.
Not uncomfortable, just like funny weird, like something's like, oh, bruh.
Oh, that's a good. I'm trying to go for my mummy still, like, every single.
Yeah, I don't know. Have you got one?
Mine was when the guy was like, I'll suck your teeth.
Huh?
Yeah, so.
No, that's more than weird, my guy.
No, like, he came in, he looked like they've been drinking.
That's giving medication. It's giving protection. He just giving me.
The first thing he said was, I've got money, do you want it?
You know, I love that.
It's giving you.
I actually love it.
No, he came in first, he was like, I've got money if you want it. I said, what? He was like, no, I've got money if you want it. You brought a £20 sign, I don't want it.
Wait,
I said, no, babe, keep it. He was like, you can keep it, we'll sort it out later.
I said, no, we'll sort it out later.
Then he was like,
if you want it, it was no later.
I just said, okay, what am I arguing for?
Then he was like, you got to take his mouth. No, I gave it to him. That's weird. Like, you just can't. It's like, okay, wait, you found this sex money out of nowhere.
Tips in it. I work for tips.
We were just talking about it.
No. And then he was like, to me, you got really like smart. I was like, thank you. He was like, I could suck your teeth. You know? And then I was like,
that's weird.
Okay. Now how can I help you?
Because you said you can be from the beginning.
I don't know,
now you've caught me off guard. Yeah. Then it went away and then came back 2 hours later. I said, you've got to be doing too much. No, I was at work. I was like, you've got to be doing too much. Then this time he came, he was like, I want to go swimming. I said, cool. You brought £50. I said, well, the pool you want to use is an open to this. I was like, okay, you can keep this. I said, I don't want your money. I said, I don't want your money. You can take it.
Okay, but when you're ready, let me know.
That's okay.
But
he came in with the energy of like, I've been drinking from 6 a.m.
Oh.
But then he was still sober at the same time. It was really weird. It gave me that impression. And this guy was like, yeah, we're going to go to the bar because his friends were outside as well. His friends, you know, they look like school kids because they stood outside for a minute and then his friends were like encouraging him. This friend was like 50.
Oh,
they were all
goggles, they were like seriously. So it looked, so I was laughing from the get go, and I could see it happening.
They came, they were like, oh, where are you from? I said, I'm Jamaican. Okay,
cool. Two of them are Jamaican.
Is it?
I get told I'm Jamaican.
She told me she's Jamaican.
I was like, listen, because no one actually thinks so. I was like, I'm Jamaican. And he was like, okay.
Especially when she knows the person that Jew. If it's Nigerian uncle, he was fucking Nigerian.
Far from it.
Far from
it. So he starts talking. So I see where it's coming. I saw my man start talking to him. He's Nigerian, I already knew. I saw my man start talking to him. I said, okay, cool, come. I've got time. Come sit. Take a seat. I'll even sell you a membership at this point. Come take a seat. And then he started playing. I was just sitting there like, he said, we'll be back in 2 hours. I thought they genuinely weren't going to be back. No, they were back.
They didn't use the gym.
They didn't use the gym.
So what are they
doing? That glass. They need to fog up that glass and they need to.
They went back out. They went back out. They didn't use the gym.
Oh, I thought you said. I thought you said when they went for 2 hours.
Yeah,
went
to the gym.
They went out. They said, we're going to go get breakfast, find a pub that's open at 8 a.m. I don't know where they're going. Came back at like 10, 11, and I still didn't let them in. And they were like, okay, cool. We'll come back again in the evening. By that time, I was gone. My shift only starts and lasts a certain time. And I was gone. I said, that's like the weirdest, like, it just caught me off guard. I was like, yeah.
I find it, I got one. I say weird because obviously I've got a baby face. So when like a younger person comes to speak to me, like, obviously I hear it, but like, you can tell me you're not the same age. I remember one time, I was going to the hair shop with Shan, and it was literally crossing the road, like, and there was these school children in, like, they was given, like, it was secondary school, but like, they were dressed up smart.
So like sixth form?
No, it wasn't sixth form, because it wasn't, it had the logo as well. Okay, so it was uniform, but he was dressed up like school shoes and that, not like trainers and that. So yeah. I could tell he was like maybe like 10 or 11. He's come to me, he's like, oh, excuse me, miss. And I looked at him, I was like, oh, me and Joe, you're not the same age. Like, I really know this is going. Let me not, you know, sell your dreams. What? Yeah, but I could be in college, I could be in uni. I was like, even if you're in college or uni, you're still too young. Like, you're giving, like, and I heard it so many times. I remember even on the bus, when I used to get a bus, oh my god, I used to hate it. Literally, school kids are like, giving them year 8, year 9, will come and sit next to me, like, oh, like, let me take your snap, let me take your. And I'm just there, like, nah, there were times I would pray for a car all the time because I find that weird when, like, younger people come to me and they can tell that I'm not their age.
Would you date someone younger?
No, I don't.
We had a discussion there.
I'm too young to date someone younger than me.
Then you think someone younger?
Sugar baby.
I mean, if that's what dating though. That's,
so it depends how young.
So at the age you're at now, would you date someone younger?
Would you date, okay, you're 25, would you date a 22-year-old?
No. Not that young, maybe just a year.
I think the youngest I've dated was like, we were in the same year, but like, you were 6 months.
Oh, this was 6 months older than you. I can't date you.
No, but that's the age.
I can't date you.
That's me.
Yeah.
But you're in the same year.
Yeah, but yeah. You're still younger than me.
I can't turn 25 when you turn 25 after me.
Yeah,
no.
What, so 24?
Yeah. Turning 25, not. Yeah. Because listen, we're here for me to say, I can't date someone younger than me. I can't date someone. Please, have you found someone older than you? It's giving me options I love. Maybe you're
the one older than me.
It's the year younger.
Pray about it. And when God says otherwise, when God does not say otherwise.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but God will present you on the table. This is the man for you.
And that's what I said.
You'll be like, God, please, where's my
man? No, like I said, God will provide. If he says this is the man for me, the man will never leave. I'll keep praying and the man will still be there.
Where's the man going? God said you're for me, so where are you going?
No, God will eventually be like, you know what? No,
yeah. Only so much you can.
I can't hold my child. Because he's also God's child. Mm-hmm. So you can't hold
my God's child, please.
You don't have a reservation on demons.
No.
Don't wear like that.
Mm-hmm. You don't know how God works, please.
And look, believe in soulmates. You don't think that everyone has one soulmate?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Do you believe that you're gonna marry your soulmate?
I don't think majority of people marry their soulmate.
They do or they don't?
No. Too many people as well. My soulmate could be across the other side of the world.
That's scary. But if they're your soulmate, then they're destined for you to guys to figure
out. No, they I feel like with a soulmate, they're 100% compatible. So they're the best version, that version you'll get. So someone you click for 100%. That's what I feel like a soulmate is. But
so do you think a lot of people settle then? Because if you
everyone, yeah.
Everyone says, but do you know the difference between settling and compromising?
No, it's the same thing.
It's not.
It's the same thing. Okay, give me an example. Wait.
Okay.
Because once you compromise something, you're really settling for the other thing. So let's say I want what I want.
Let's say you want 6'4" and you get 6'. That's the best.
I have to settle for 6'4". Compromise.
No, but that's not like you can't compromise on someone's height.
Okay.
So
talk about compromisation.
Work earning. So if you want them to earn 45k and they're earning 32,
you settle for 32. Compromise.
I'm not saying.
Listen. That's the thing. At the end of the day, in life, you're gonna have to settle, compromise, whatever. Everything.
Is there one thing that you want in your husband, and you're like, this, if he doesn't have this, then we're not getting married?
Yeah.
Okay, what is it?
Faith in God.
Okay, so you're not gonna settle for someone that doesn't have faith in God.
Yeah, but that's because there's something I don't want to settle for.
Yeah.
But him, that faith in God, there's other things I want that I'm gonna be like,
I'm not talking about
compromise from that.
Yeah, no, but I'm not talking about like checklist. He has to have this. I'm talking about like one or two things where for you it's like if they don't have this quality or they don't have this about
them,
then
that's besides the point. But there's still gonna be things you're gonna have to compromise for. You're gonna have to. Ain't no man that you're gonna meet gonna be everything and anything you want.
The God that I serve.
Oh.
And who's got time sometimes?
Huh?
When you hear soulmate, but this one's looking good as well.
No, man, it's not good to settle because then I feel like that's what causes problems
No.
Yeah, but you know to a certain point what you're settling for.
Exactly.
Religion is something that it's not a discussion, it's not an argument.
Mm.
Other things along the line, I want you to have waves. Okay, you are bold.
Cool. Yeah, no, but
I want you to be 6'4". Okay, you're 5'10". Okay, cool. That's what it is.
I don't mean
or
like
I
that,
want though. You. I want you to.
Yeah, but then give an example of what you mean.
Yeah, like the example you've given.
Well, faith is different. Faith is something I'm not about to question because.
Yeah, but for some people, height might be something they can't question about. Let's say, for example, you have a girl who's like, she's tall, like she's like 6'4". For her, it might be a big thing that she, when she gets married, her husband can't be shorter than her because it's
okay.
You're gonna meet a guy that's complete opposite to everything you wanted. I'm saying you're not getting everything you want. I'm gonna let you know now. Baby girl,
I'm not getting married then.
You're gonna have to compromise. Let's use the word compromise then. For one,
yeah,
two, three, four. You're gonna have to compromise somewhere because there's some things that we want that are small that don't even really matter. Or it's what you want. But if he ain't got that, but he's got everything else, it's a compromise. You're gonna have to compromise. In life, you have to compromise. In life, you have to compromise.
Yeah.
With some of your friends, they might do some things you don't like. But in general, they're very good friends. Just compromise.
Or what you mean, like they might do physically do something like that?
Regardless, that you think, yeah, that's not something I really care, like I really like, but in overall, she's a very good friend.
Mm-hmm.
What phase you to us? What phase you to us?
You've compromised.
Mm-hmm.
This job, it's a little bit tiring, but the pay is good, and the relationship I have with the colleagues are quite good. I'm a stay here. It's a compromise. Everything in life, you compromise for something. We want to go on holiday. It's a bit too expensive. Compromise to this place. Eventually, you might, you know.
And I think because you do it without thinking you're compromising, you don't think about it twice. The minute you start thinking that you're compromising,
yeah,
that's when you start overthinking things. And like, the minute you start speaking to someone, like, in terms of settling or not settling, the minute you start speaking to someone, they're like, when they tick a lot of your major boxes, let's say religions for you, you compromise into the small things, you won't even notice you're doing it.
But then that's the thing about me, I overthink everything, so regardless, you're saying, oh, don't think too much about it, but I'm going to do that, that's what I do. That's probably why I think.
I promise you, you would, like, you've been in that phase where by the time you realise, you're like, oh,
but if it's a red flag, don't.
Yeah, no, if it's a red flag.
You have to know, the difference between compromising and a red flag. The red flag is red, it's not green.
Move away from
or orange, or yellow, or any other color in the rainbow is red.
Person to think that you never compromise a red flag. And it's beautiful.
No, but for me, setting and compromising is different.
Why is it different?
Because I feel like setting is like, oh, well, I might as well then.
So what's compromising?
Like with me in the middle.
Okay, but
that's when I said that. That's what I meant. The compromise is like, I'm not gonna.
I hear it. No, I try again. I hear it. Because even though, let's say you've done something I don't like, okay, do it this way instead.
Yeah. Or like in future. You know, we can do that this instead, so that we're both.
I know you don't want to go all the way here,
yeah.
But let's meet here.
Yeah, meet in the middle.
And certainly, it's fine. Yeah, okay,
might as well then.
Okay.
There we go. Sorted.
But you know you're going to have to compromise.
Yeah, compromise. I know compromise is a fit, like, obviously, because like, no one's perfect. No one's going to take every single box. Like, there's going to be some things, and even vice versa, like, there's going to be some things for him that he would prefer for you to have, and he might have to compromise. For example, I heard it was a thing in some culture that after a woman gives birth, she has to stay home for a year. She's not allowed to go out. She's not allowed to, like, do anything.
What do you mean? Yes.
Like, when I say him, like, say, for example, you've given birth, whatever, like, you're really tired, you're like, oh, hell, like, can we babysit? I just want to go out for some coffee with tea or something. For them, in their culture, they're not allowed. They have to
stay
home the whole year.
But can they go out of the child?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't ask. But the person I was telling me, they were saying, like, they were told that they can't go out with their girls because they've just had a baby and he was telling her, you want to stay home, kind of thing. And so that's certain culture. So I feel like that, for me, I'm not compromising. Like, if like, to a certain extent, innit, like, I'm not gonna just be leaving my. Well, I already told men when I have children, I'm leaving them at her doorstep and I'm going to go away. But you know, there's levels to this. I'm not just gonna leave the child. But you're not telling me that I must stay home for 365 days after I have the child because that's your culture. I'm not. I'm sorry.
Apparently, that's a conversation you should
have beforehand.
Yeah. And to be honest, if it's marrying someone from his culture and they're used to it, they know what they're signed up for.
Yeah.
They're getting them, but like, I'm ready for that.
It's a big thing when you marry someone, like, when you get people with very big cultures that clash.
So I don't rush into marriage. I actually use God beg everyone, do not rush into marriage. Like, especially if you're going into it without, like, especially if you're going into it for the wrong reasons. Mm. Like, I've seen few people been in marriage recently for the wrong reasons, and it's a no.
Yeah.
It's a big no. Like, I'm just hearing the stories, and I'm just thinking, in my head, I was like, if you just dated for even a year to six months to a year, like, just dated rather than rushing into marriage because you want to do things based on the Bible or based on whatever it is, there's no point rushing it if you're going to then end up not doing it right.
Yeah.
Why are we getting into that?
But sometimes you won't know.
But dating is not spoken of in the Bible. Dating, you don't see no one in the Bible dating anyway.
Going on dates,
they marry on sight.
They marry, but
sometimes you don't
even got God in the middle. They don't have like social.
No, in your presence. So let's say the story of what's his name, Isaac. He went off to his mother's brother's house and that, and said, I'm here to
is this you, like,
this in the Bible?
No, but is this you, like, summarizing?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's what he was saying.
So he was like, you know, like, he went down to the road. He said, like, the mother was like, yeah, go down back to my family and find a woman from there. Yeah, so he went on his way, he went on the road, He saw this lovely lady tending to the sheep, giving them water. She was like, fell in love with them and then. Love at first sight.
That's it.
Went to the father. I want your daughter. The father said, you have to work for me for 7 years. Work for me for 7 years, and you can marry her. You worked for 7 years. Gave the older daughter first. And then gave the second for love. Yeah. I'm saying, in this moment, there's no wording of dating in the Bible.
And sometimes it's not
I hear it created. But I understand.
It's more than created.
Understanding.
Because, like you said, God is in the middle of a lot of their relationships.
Yeah.
And it was more of everyone had their roles with it. Like, this sometimes is, even though it's unsaid. No, you said he fell in love. But someone said he fell in love. When he saw Rachel, it's the woman. It's the woman for me. And they always fall in love. It's a wonderful love.
Like, when it's not even a thing that about
it's not. It's not. It's always love. It's always love. But there's never dating. But you do need to. At least ask questions. But
you know, sometimes
there's ways to date. God.
You don't know someone until you marry them or have a child for them or start living with them. Some people only show their true colors. Their true colors after. Like in the beginning, it's all daisy.
Yeah, but for how long are you gonna keep hiding stuff? Yeah, I might not know.
Some people are narcissists. You know, they will hide that until it's like you're married with children, living together, mortgage, everything, and then all of a sudden he's doing whatever I like.
Like,
so
you know, right. I feel like a lot of those kind of stories are not,
like,
it's minority.
But then you can't say that we don't know everyone.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't feel like this. If I'm dating
one thing about me, what you see is what you get.
Best believe, I always say there's only one way to find out.
No, literally. I just feel like there's only certain things.
Everyday has hypotheticals.
Everyday what?
Hypotheticals.
No, but I feel like there's only certain things you can hide for so long.
Yeah.
I can be wanting to lie, but at some point the truth will come out and you'll be like, I swear you said this the other day. And it's just like,
you keep up with your lies.
Like, yeah, and that's even that. I have to think about what I lied, like, how I said it. What did I not say? What did I miss? Oh, even that stuff is work. I don't need the extra work, so why am I going to do it?
I feel like
the only thing I agree that you see, or might be different is when you start living with them.
Yeah.
Even then, at some point,
yeah. But that's why, even though it's not the best, but that's why it's good to see a man with some sexual.
Yeah.
That's why it's good to see a man with some sexual. So I'm not saying to live with him, but see, go to his house, see how he keeps his bedroom,
his kitchen.
No, but normally his mom, if he leaves his mom cleans his room. No, you have to.
Yeah. Because those will answer the questions that you have about even like living with that person.
I'm sorry, you have to clean up after yourself. Personally, please.
Is there mommy boy's game over?
Oh, that for me is red flag.
What?
Mommy's boy.
In what sense?
Because I feel like with that, yeah, mommy's boy is like, you're so used to your mom doing this to you now as your wife. I'm sorry, you're not my child. I'm not gonna like, obviously, there's like levels to it. Like, you might cook for your husband, you might
go to clean up,
whatever. Yeah. But like, I'm not chasing after you, like, clean up your drawers from the floor and that, like, you get it. Stuff that your mom would do, I'm not gonna do. Like, you're a grown man. So stuff like that, when I see, like, there's nothing wrong having a good relationship with your mom and love your family, you know, your family and stuff, but once you start wanting me to become your mother, it's just giving ick. I'm sorry.
But you know what? You know, I saw this not long ago of this girl explaining that she like how some guys, they always say they want their wife to be like their mother, and the same way, and then they'll get on to girls for saying, but you want your husband to emulate your dad. I want my husband to emulate
a husband.
The husband that my dad was to his wife. Not how he was as a father to me, but as a husband to his wife, to my mom.
Yeah.
That's what I want to be.
But they don't understand that.
I don't need you to be a father figure to me.
I really got that.
I need you to be, to love me like my dad loved my mom, or to provide for me like my dad provided my mom, not what he did for me. That's my father's love.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't need you.
That's weird. Why do you want your husband to be like your father?
Exactly. As a father, not as a husband.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's true. That's true. Because I don't need, I have a father.
Mm. Yeah, I don't need another one.
I have loads of father figures in my life. My granddad, all these
people. I don't have a husband.
Yeah.
I need you to
be my husband.
I said, I hear it. Because some men don't want you to be their mother.
I'm not being no one's mother. I'm not having children. Until I give birth and I will mother those children, I'm not about to mother you.
But do you feel like sometimes you could potentially, without you even knowing, fall into that category?
I think it's easy.
There's a difference between mothering and taking care of. Because I feel like a lot of them, they blur those lines. Mm. Because obviously, you're going to take care of your husband the same way he's going to take care of you. It's without a doubt. But there's ways to take, as a human being, we have to be able to do some things. You have to be able to cook for yourself. You have to be able to clean up to yourself. You have to be able to wash your clothes. If you can't do these things, but your mother did it for you, and I expect him to do this every single time.
We're all adults. Yeah, no, honestly. I'm not going to be there all the time.
So you're telling me I can't get away for weekend because you need stuff done.
And you can't turn on the washing machine.
Because now when we've got kids, I've got 3 kids.
Instead of 2, yeah. That happens to a lot of people. They start without even realising. Some people do it without even realising them.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure if everybody realised, they wouldn't do it.
Get somebody else to do it.
Can
you wash my
clothes?
Get somebody else to do it.
No, that's good. I'm literally going to tell you to get somebody else to do it
because
I'm not going to do it.
But hey, yeah. We speak over simple life, yeah?
Nothing.
That's what I say. I speak for what I want. This is for no one. It's your own life, doing what you must.
Yeah. Whatever makes you happy. Because some people like being that mama.
Each is to their own. Each is to their own, guys. If you disagree with me, then disagree.
I
understand that you disagree.
Understanding.
Because that's the way you want to do it. That's the way you want to do it. I understand. This is what I want to do.
And if you don't want that, then...
Don't mislead my words. This is what I want to do.
I'm not speaking for everyone.
She don't matter what I do, what I want to do. And I understand.
It's fine.
Yeah. That's the beauty of this world. We all do what we want.
Yeah.
And reap the consequences of it.
Later.
If you want to be tired for taking care of your husband 24/7, you can tie me up.
I'm going to sleep, trust.
Interested, right? Interested. This is only me advice, but you do what you need to do. You know when you tell someone advice, but it's obviously your life.
You have to add at the end,
but it's your life. I don't want to tell you what to do, it's your life, so do
it. Because then if they do it and then it comes to your
life. You tell me to do this. No. I said it's your life, and that I just merely, you know.
Take it if you want.
Small 2 pence. Well, not even that much. Even it's not like it's a pound. It's just 2 pence.